This activation is called the full connection. In these upcoming times, it's important that our physical and energetic bodies stay aligned with the energy of our earth. As the energetic fields of our earth continue to rise and go to a higher frequency, and the magnetic fields continue to drop, going to zero point, our energy, bodies, and our physical bodies must stay aligned with these frequencies. The full connection will align you to the energies of planet Earth as planet Earth evolves. Integration and initiation of the axitonal system. The integration and the initiation of the axitonal system is an ancient initiation that aligns the meridian lines of the physical body with the knowledge and remembrance of the star systems. The integration is created through the vibration of sound and the activation of the spin points on the body. The spin points are stem cell sites, known as recorder cells, where lights from higher dimensions enter our body. The upgrading of our axitonal system is a second phase of activation in the full connection of our energy body. DNA activation is the first phase. DNA activation connects the circuitry of our 10 energetic DNA strands, giving us connection with the universal knowledge and the ability to direct cellular communication. When the planet raised its vibration, August of 1999, with the planetary alignment of the Grand Cross, we were able to awaken our 10 dormant DNA strands. With the planetary alignment of the harmonic concordance, or double harmony, we moved into the next level of evolution and the reconnection of our axitonal system, giving us the ability to create heaven on earth as we remember the knowledge of our star origin. Up until this time, the vibration on the planet was not high enough for us to hold this connection. Integration can now take place because the human evolutionary grids are in direct alignment with the resonance of the higher evolutionary grids. We will now go into the full connection, the connection and activation. So just take a deep breath now and breathe it in and breathe it out. And take another deep breath and breathe the breath deep within your heart space now and let the breath out. And take another breath and breathe this deep into your heart space and breathe it out. Now let your body just start to relax. Let the muscles in your neck start to relax. Let any heaviness across your shoulders go. And as your arms and your legs and your feet, your entire body just starts to move into a much more relaxed state, becoming more and more relaxed with each breath. Each time you breathe in, and each time you breathe out, body going to a deeper and deeper state of relaxation. Now take your thoughts and move them right into the space of your heart, for this is a space where transformation takes place. And again, take a deep breath and breathe it deep into your heart space and let it out. And another breath, bring it deep into your heart space and let it out. Now take your thoughts high. Take them to the heavens, up to the stars. And when your thoughts are there, connect with the universal life force or with God. And now that your thoughts are high within the heavens, say to yourself, Mother, Father, God, I give great thanks for the integration and initiation of the axitonal system and the spin points. Thank you for this activation. It's done, it's done, it's done. Mother, Father, God, I give great thanks for the reconnection of my meridian lines to the energy of the star systems. Thank you for this connection. It is done. It is done. It is done. The Force, awakening the three energies of Christ, the soul, the spirit, and the soul spirit. Put your attention to the top of your head, where your head and forehead meet. There are three points that are now being activated. Feel the energy start to move and spin in each of the three points. The Christ energy is entering your head. Now feel the energy of the three points connect with a point at the back of your head. Right where your head and your spine meet. This point is in the center of the medulla oblongata. You are now enhancing and integrating the Christ consciousness into your body. Your physical heart is aligning with your spiritual heart. The Christ energy from the top of your head to the back of your head has now anchored within your central column. You are now aligned with the Christ vibration. The integration of the physical brain with the beta, alpha, theta, and delta states. The left brain to the right brain. Right brain to left brain. Top to bottom. Bottom to top. Internal to external. External to internal. Back to front, front to back. The left side of the pineal gland to the right side of the pineal gland. The right side of the pineal gland to the left side of the pineal gland. The left side of the pituitary gland to the right side of the pituitary gland. The right side of the pituitary gland to the left side of the pituitary gland. Pineal to pituitary. Pituitary to pineal. The left side of the jaw to the right side of the jaw. The right side of the jaw to the left side of the jaw. The top of the head to the chin. The chin to the top of the head. Beta to alpha to theta to delta. Delta to theta to alpha to beta. Beta to alpha. Beta to theta. Beta to delta, alpha to beta, alpha to theta, alpha to delta, theta to beta, theta to alpha, theta to beta, delta to beta, delta to alpha, delta to theta. Integration and expansion. This integration is the expansion of your acupuncture lines as they extend and expand into the axitonal lines that connect you directly to the star systems. Top to bottom, bottom to top. back to front, front to back, left to right, right to left, the right side of the shoulder to the left side of the shoulder, the left side of the shoulder to the right side of the shoulder, the right side of the heart to the left side of the heart, the left side of the heart to the right side of the heart, the high heart to the low heart, the low heart to the high heart, the left side of the breast to the right side of the breast, the right side of the breast to the left side of the breast, the right side of the lower ribs to the left side of the lower ribs, the left side of the lower ribs to the right side of the lower ribs, the left side of the hip to the right side of the hip, the right side of the hip to the left side of the hip, the left side of the hip to the right side of the hip, the right side of the thigh to the left side of the thigh, the left side of the thigh to the right side of the thigh, the left side of the knee to the right side of the knee, the right side of the knee to the left side of the knee, the right side of the calf to the left side of the calf, the left side of the calf to the right side of the calf, the left side of the ankle to the right side of the ankle, the right side of the ankle to the left side of the ankle. Your left meridian system is now connected to your right meridian system. And your meridian system now is being connected to the star system. Activation of the spin points. This next activation will connect the stem cell system of the human biological system with the astrobiological system. A connection is now being made between the axotonal lines and the spin points. A sound vibration will change the spin of the cell molecules to a faster rate. The spin point takes the energy and weaves it into the light grids for cellular regeneration. Projecting sound into the spin points allows for the regeneration of the stem cell centers that give rise for regeneration process. The activation of the stem cell center in the right and left temporal lobes above the ears that command the muscles, releasing memories. Memories held in the muscles of being immobilized and activating mobility and flexibility. The activation of the stem cell center in the right and left upper arm that connects the joints, releasing memories of being rigid, distrust, and activating a safe world. The activation of the stem cell center in the right and left of the pancreas that commands the immune system, releasing memories of grief, despair, and supporting the feelings that you are carrying the world on your shoulder and activating support and joy. The activation of the stem cell center in the right and left thigh that command the circulatory system, releasing the inability to express emotions, to the activation of the expression of joy, love, and fascination. activation of the stem cell center on the left and right of the throat that commands the respiratory system, releasing the world is unsafe and the activation of the ability to take life in fully. The activation of the stem cell center on the left and right of the navel that commands digestion, releasing dread and rage and activating assimilation. The activation of the stem cell center to the left and right of the pubic bone that commands viruses, releasing life is difficult and activating that life is full of grace and ease. The activation of the stem cell system on the back of the base of the spine that commands the lymphatic system, releasing running on empty and the lack of motivation, and activating the feeling of being nurtured. The activation of the stem cell system on the top of the feet that command depression, releasing fear of letting go and activating faith in the universe. The activation of kidney one in the arch of the foot that connects you to the earth energy. The activation to governing channel one at the base of the spine that creates grounding. The activation to the point governing channel five that activates creativity. The activation of the shoe points of the liver at the top of your solar plexus that activates wisdom. The activation of governing channel 11 that activates love. The activation of gallbladder 14 at the base of the neck, where all meridians cross, and activating heaven on earth. Activation of governing channel 16, the origin of the governing channel that activates clarity. The activation of governing channel 20 that connects you to the heaven and earth energy. Spin points will now start to activate. The spin points that create the new heart energy. The activation of heart 3 in the crease of the elbow. The activation of pericardium 6 at the top of the wrist, the protector of the heart, and the balancing of the yin and yang energies. The activation of heart 8 in the center of the palm. The activation of a water-based body to a light-based body. the activation of spleen 9 in the middle of the cap that regulates water, taking you from a water-based body to a light-based body. The spin points have now been activated. Aligning your chakras to the star systems. An energetic triangle is now being created from your root chakra to your left shoulder and from your root chakra to your right shoulder. As a triangle of energy is created, you connect to the star system Orion. Orion opens the doorways for cellular regeneration. An energetic triangle is now being created from your sacral chakra to your left shoulder and from your sacral chakra to your right shoulder. As a triangle of energy is created, you connect to the star system Capricorn, which brings order to chaos. An energetic triangle is now being created from your solar plexus chakra to your left knee, and from your solar plexus chakra to your right knee. As a triangle of energy is created, you connect to the star system Corona Borealis that directs photon light. An energetic triangle is now being created from your heart chakra to the bottom of your left foot, and from your heart chakra to the bottom of your right foot. As a triangle of energy is created, you connect with the star system Pegasus that brings purification to the matrix. An energetic triangle is now being created from your throat chakra to your left shin, and from your throat chakra to your right shin. As a triangle of energy is created, you connect with the star system Scorpius that connects you with divine will. An energetic triangle is now being created from your brow chakra to your left toes and from your brow chakra to your right toes. As a triangle of energy is created, you connect with the star system Taurus, awakening passion, compassion, and gentleness. An energetic triangle is now being created from your crown chakra to your left foot and from your crown chakra to your right foot. As a triangle of energy is created, you connect with the star system Sirius for the renewal and reconstruction of DNA. Activation of the star tetrahedron. Everything that has ever been created or is in existence now has been created through sacred geometry. All languages, all laws of physics, all biological life forms are created through geometry. Straight lines are considered to hold the male energy and curved lines the female energy. As the energy moves from straight lines to curved lines and from curved lines to straight lines, your energy system will be fully connected. You are now going to bring all the star tetrahedrons or geometric programs in your etheric body into alignment through renewing the multidimensional meridian axitonal lines and reconnecting them with their resonating star system. Feel a giant diamond coming down over your body. You are now standing in the middle of this diamond. This diamond holds the geometric patterns for your perfect blueprint. It holds the key for manifesting heaven on earth in your energy field. There is a large circle at the top of the diamond, and it is spinning. It is moving and connecting with a large circle at the bottom of the diamond, and it is spinning and moving and connecting and spinning and moving and connecting. Within this diamond, a second diamond is forming around the energy field of your subtle bodies, releasing old patterns and structure from your ancestry and past karma. And it's spinning and moving and connecting. There's a circle of energy on your left shoulder, spinning and moving and connecting. There's a circle of energy on your right shoulder, spinning and moving and connecting. There is a circle of energy on your right hand, spinning and moving and connecting. There is a circle on your left hand, spinning and moving and connecting. Within this diamond, a third diamond is forming that radiates out from your heart. The heart energy will hold and birth this new patterning. Within this diamond, a fourth diamond is forming. This energy is expanding the energy of your lower three chakras. There's a circle of energy over your heart that's spinning and moving and connecting. There's a circle of energy over your lower body that's spinning and moving and connecting. As the energies of the diamonds unfold and unfold, one upon another, they create a vortex that gives you the ability to transcend time, to bring energy into matter, and to take energy back to matter. Feel the energy now, as it folds and unfolds. Feel the energy as it folds and unfolds, taking your vibration to a level of transcendence. As the energy continues to fold and unfold, you're now starting to move into the energy of the star tetrahedron, the building block of form. The geometric pattern for creating heaven on earth. Feel your entire field coming into alignment. Now, as the upside down triangle from the heaven starts to descend and enter the top of the diamond, moving itself slowly down until its tip is at the base of your spine. At the same time, a right side up triangle is ascending up from earth, entering the bottom of the diamond until its tip is at the top of your solar plexus. The tips of the two triangles meet in the center and they form the fourth diamond. The geometric magnetic force in your body is now aligning with the geometric magnetic of earth, realigning the astrological formation of the spin points to the star system. A giant column of light is coming down now from the top of the diamond and anchoring to the bottom of the diamond. fine-tuning the spinal column grids with the universal grid lines. You are almost fully connected at this point. There will now be a fine-tuning of the grids that exchange genetic information held within the spinal column. There is a diamond forming that encircles your head, your crown chakra, and your pineal gland, releasing any blockages between this area and connecting it to the spinal column. A triangle is now forming over your pituitary gland, connecting this energy with your spinal column. A second triangle is now forming over your throat and thyroid, connecting this area with your spinal column. A third triangle is now forming over your heart and thymus, connecting this area with your spinal column. Three overlapping triangles are now being formed over your solar plexus, your sacral chakra, and your root chakra, connecting this area with your spinal column. A final triangle facing down is forming over your calves and your feet and connecting to the base of the diamond, connecting this energy to your spinal column. You are now ready to enter the final doorway to connection. Your physical body can now hold the energy of the Star of David. The Star of David will give you access to creating heaven on earth. The base of the star is on the ground, and the tip reaches to the heavens, symbolizing a harmony of opposites. It reflects the cosmic order, the skies, the movement of the stars and their spheres, and the flow between heaven and earth. The Star of David will now be created right over your physical body and connect to the inside of your central column in the middle of your physical body. The Star of David will start at your toes and extend to the top of your head. The bottom tip of the triangle is now forming at the tip of your toes, and its base is crossing right through your heart center. The top tip of the triangle is now forming at the top of your head, and its base is crossing right through your knees. Once this is set in motion, through the spinning of many bubbles or circles, a set of interlocking triangles start moving up from the bottom of the Star of David to the top, one unfolding upon the next, and one unfolding upon the next, and one unfolding upon the next. First, an upright triangle is formed at the base of your feet. At the same time, a second upside-down triangle overlaps the first. This formation continues up through the center of your body five more times, unfolding and folding one upon the other, 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 unfolding and folding as the circles continue to spin and to move and connect. The geometric patterning of the Star of David and the etheric body is now aligned to the physical body, and you are fully connected to the geometric patterning of the star systems. Welcome to to your new world. Your oxytonal system is now fully connected. And the last step is to ground the energies into this dimension. Put your attention on your crown chakra and feel it spinning in a clockwise direction as it starts to pull the energy in to this dimension. Put your attention on your sixth chakra and feel it spinning in a clockwise direction as it pulls and grounds the energies down into this dimension. Put your attention on your fifth chakra as it continues to spin in a clockwise direction, pulling the energies down deep now, deep into the earth. Put your attention on your fourth chakra as it spins and opens in a clockwise position and continues to pull the energies down deep into Mother Earth, anchoring the oxytonal system into this dimension. Put your energies on your solar plexus chakra as it continues to spin in a clockwise position, anchoring and pulling the energies now down deeper and deeper and grounding them into earth. Put your energy now on your second or sacral chakra as it spins in a clockwise position, anchoring the energies even now deeper and deeper into the earth, and finally to the root chakra at the base of your spine, as it spins and opens and pulls energies deep, deep down now into Mother Earth. Feel the subtle bodies that are around you coming in now closely to your body, close like a tight little egg. And as the bodies come in, the subtle bodies connect into the chakras and they pull this energy down and down and deep into Mother Earth, grounding and grounding your oxytonal lines deep into the Earth's core. Feel your Hara line aligning. Feel the third eye aligning with the higher dimensions. And feel it align with your heart and with your soul's purpose. And feel it comes right down through your dantiana, your navel, and aligns deep into the earth. It connects you with the sound of the earth. And it grounds deeper and deeper. And now feel your divine core as it aligns deep into the magnetic core of Earth. A line going straight through your central column from the heavens all the way down into the center of the Earth. All the vortexes and the gateways needed for this transformation are grounding deep now, deep into the core of Earth. Your chakras and your subtle bodies are now deeply connected, and the oxytonal activation has been anchored deep into the core.